7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Thank you for calling. The toll-free number you have dialed is currently being checked for trouble. Please try your call later. Thank you for using AT&T.
It's 9:22 p.m.
Well, it is not, in fact, 9:22, but I don't have to tell any regular listeners that. However, if this is your first time tuning in, the first thing you need to know is that time is not correct. The actual time is 19:30. Yeah. Once again. And what does 19:30 mean? 19:30 means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. 19:30 UTC, Dubious Goals Committee, hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this very dubious committee. And I'm having some kind of day. And I just noticed that it got very quiet. Why did it suddenly get so quiet? Oh, look at the clock. Not that clock, the other clock. The local time clock. Oh, the local time is significant for only one reason, but we're not going to get into that yet. The first thing we need to do is drink some tea. Doggy. Yeah, we've got the Dahong Pao going today. And I got to tell you, it's good. I need this. You know, after a few days of the Ping Shui and then a couple of days of the Jinjin Mei, now we got the Dahong Pao going again. Oh. I need this. Oh my goodness, it's so good. I don't have a lot of the good Dahong Pao left, but plenty. You know, I still got at least 7 days worth, so I'm not overly concerned yet. But I am looking forward to a new tea buying excursion when the time comes. I'll run around my city, go to all my secret tea buying places, see what they have. I'll pick a few things up, and then I'll probably order some tea online. Because this is the good time to be ordering it. It's that time of year. It's that time of year when we need to get our orders in for the good stuff, the really good stuff. But we're not going to go into it right now. This is not the Tobe Explains What Tea You Should Be Drinking show. We already have plenty of those shows anyway. What we're going to do right now is leave this room. Oh, yeah. And yeah, I know we still got some loud sounds out there, but not as much as we were having. Hi. Who's this right here? Yeah, you're the kitty and you don't like all those crazy sounds, do ya? What crazy sounds am I talking about? Oh, the construction noise. This is why I'm having such a weird day. Oh. The funny thing is I did sort of sleep okay. I actually went to bed maybe a half an hour early last night. I was so happy with myself. And then, of course, I was awakened at the crack of dawn 2 hours after I went to bed due to all the construction noise outside my house. If you have missed any of the drama about why there is construction outside my house, well, listen to the last couple days worth of dubious goals committee. Yes, I'm going to get you some water. Okay, I'll get the kitty water. Basically, what you need to know is if you're just now hearing about the whole street thing, basically, in a nutshell, for various... Hi, you're a good kitty. You drink your kitty water. That's a good baby. My street is hollow. Ever since I moved into the house about 12 or 13 years ago now, there have been all kinds of problems with the street, like cars and trucks falling through it, and it's hollow underneath, and etc., etc. And a couple of days ago, a water main broke about 200 yards up the street, and that caused more problems, and now they got to redo the entire street. And in the last couple of days, they have torn up and re-poured about 100 yards. They're on the next 100 yards, which is pretty much right in front of my house. Well, actually, the construction zone stops exactly at my property line. But all the trucks and all the heavy equipment and stuff are, of course, parked directly in front of my house. Now, the funny thing is it's actually sort of warm outside today. It has really warmed up. How warm is it? It's probably 45 degrees Fahrenheit. Let's check this thermometer over here. Oh yeah, easily 46, possibly even 47 degrees Fahrenheit. What is that in Celsius? Oh geez, I don't know. I'm trying to estimate here. Like 8 or 9 degrees. It's perfectly reasonable outside, but it's very windy. It's very windy. Oh, they've got another... Wait. Yes, they got another bobcat. Sweet. We got two tracked bobcats, both with front end loader attachments. Where's the other one? The wheeled bobcats down the street a little bit. And these are the ones that had the... They only had two, but now they have three. And this is the thing with the fun toys. One of them has normally is using a pneumatic hammer or chisel, a pneumatic chisel, a jackhammer, a giant jackhammer. The other bobcat has the pile driver of some kind that just goes wham, 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 and just pounds on the street. And it's great because I can feel it in my house, and my whole house rattles, and it keeps the cat awake, and nobody likes it. So, let's go out in the garage. Now, these guys who are building this have gotten to the part where the street is hollow. And I know what some of you longtime committee members are thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, this is all your fault, isn't it? You caused these giant problems with the hollowness under the street. We know that you built the action base and you have that extensive underground lair and all the missile launching tubes and the spaceship launching platform that are underground. No, I didn't do it. Yeah, it's kind of windy out here. I don't want to step into the wind. So now they've gotten to the hollow part of the street, they're having to fill it in. They are now wishing that they would have bid higher for this job because now they've got to bring in aggregate. And as I look down the street, yeah, right across the street from my driveway is a giant pile of aggregate, limestone aggregate. And there's dirt. And they're using that to fill in the hole. And they're scraping it. And they're filling it in. And I don't know if this is going to do any good because... It's not like they haven't done this before, although they do appear to be doing it right this time. I don't know. How much further are they going to go down? They could potentially stop right there, but yeah, they need to go down past my house. They need to go another 80 yards at least. Anyway, I went out there last night. When it was dark, when all of the construction daddies had gone home, I'm going back in. And I checked everything out. They've already poured, this is going a lot faster than I thought. They have poured a lot of concrete. The sinkhole that the ruptured water main caused is now completely fixed and, you know, paved over and dealt with. And everything. Oh, and look who just came running down here. Hi. Do you think we're doing kitty business? We're not doing any kitty business in here. I have to do the dubious ghost committee. Okay, yeah, you go get a yummy drink. Wow. Something heavy just drove by. The whole house is rattling again. This is why I'm so sleep deprived today. Although I'm not really feeling it yet. Give me a couple hours. Yeah, here's what's going to happen. Around 7 p.m. local time tonight, I'm going to be so tired, but I can't afford to fall asleep. No. Looking out the windows, looking at all the construction. It's all very exciting for me. I'm having a fun time. I'm having a fun time enjoying all the construction. And this might sound sarcastic, but this is actually true. I'm entertained by all of this because, well, I've been completely entertained by the whole Hollow Street drama since the beginning. And although it does keep me awake and I don't get to sleep very much, I do appreciate all the action that's going down. And they've got half the street done. They're doing the far side of the street. Are they going to redo the near side too? I don't know. They're probably going to have to because a lot of the street cracked. Because when the water main broke, there was a lot of erosion under the street. And then the slabs bent and cracked and broke. And I don't know. It may be that I won't be able to use my driveway for a day or two if that happens. But I don't care. It doesn't really affect me any. Unless, of course, that's the day I need to buy tea. In which case, we're going to have a huge problem. And when I say huge problem, we are talking about a problem as big... We're talking like on the order of the whole problem with Dad. You know, ever since... A lot of people... Did you hear what's wrong with Dad? Because it's pretty serious.
What's wrong with Dad?
He's a bear.
Goodness, was he a bear this morning?
He was, until he got his morning coffee. Now he's a Japanese bear dad.
Was Dad a Japanese bear dad this morning?
I don't know. I was too drunk. I woke up drunk. Weren't you?
I'm too young to drink. That bear sure looks hungry.
Well, don't just stand there. Feed him, but give him something healthy and something that is clean, because I don't want him getting his fingers all greasy, because then he'll just be another Kirk Cameron. And boy, are you going to get
boy,
it now.
Boy, are you going to get it now.
What?
Look at that greasy mess you made. And our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Yeah, 409 works fast. Yeah?
Oh, Kirk, it doesn't matter when you start to wipe. The only thing that matters is whether or not 1981 mom says, hey, that shines.
Hey, that shines.
Shut up.
What have you two been up to?
Does it really matter, 1981 mom? Your refrigerator is shiny. That's all that counts. I'm feeling a little sluggish, though. I need a kick in the pants. I need to wake up. I need me some baby metal. But what song? Santi, Santi!
Maybe.
right. That was Baby Metal with Shanti Shanti, and that got me fired up. Now I'm feeling like I have some motivation. I'm feeling very, very motivated. But what am I motivated to do? I think I'm going to plug some stuff in. Oh, wait a second. I just noticed something else. Suddenly it got really quiet again. There's no construction noise outside whatsoever. Wow. That's really weird. They must be waiting for the concrete trucks to arrive. And while they're waiting for their fresh concrete, I think I'm gonna... What am I gonna do? Well, here. That's what I've been doing. At least I did that last night. It sounds like it's backwards. It's reverse synthesizer. But it's not really. It just sounds that way. And of course, I got some wacky weirdness to go with it. Hit the sequencer. Yeah, I don't know what that's all about. And yeah, we can get some drums in there if we need them. Okay, there's some drums. Where's our synth? Yeah, does that even work? I don't particularly feel like that's working for me. I don't know why. But that doesn't matter, because that's not what I even wanted to do. Ugh, I gotta move. I gotta get down here. That's not even what I wanted to do today. What did we want to do? Okay, yeah. What we need to do right here is move that cable over there. Take this cable out. Move this over here. Turn this off. And grab this little black box that is not marked in any way. Oh, that's just six sides of blackness, and ooh, there's three little audio jacks sticking out of it. Oh, I wonder what those do. Well, we're gonna plug one of those jacks into channel number three in the mixer, and then we're gonna plug one of these jacks into the VCO output, and then we're going to plug the other jack into another. Wait, do we have tone there? We have very high tone. We're going to plug the other jack into another VCO output. And what is the little box? The little box is a ring modulator. What does it sound like? That's not so great. It's kind of fun, but not fun enough. What happens if I plug it into this one? Slightly different. And what happens if we start the sequencer now? Yeah. That's super computery. And I mean, it's like a supercomputer. It's like watching a movie. And oh, we're doing some computing. Now let's bring in the regular part of the synthesizer. Utter madness. I want a different tone though. So let's change these up. There we go. gnarly. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, geez, Tub, your ring modulator sure is weird and sounds kind of distorty and noisy and strange. Yes. You are correct. All right, let's try this one. Oh, that's fun. What if we plug it into here? Oh, super gnarl. Oh, we got some gnarl. And that's how to synthesizer. Oh, yeah, well, the reason my ring modulator sounds so wacky corny is because I made it myself. I built it by myself out of junk that I just had laying around. It's just two transformers and four diodes. It's a completely passive device. And it's pretty fun. But I didn't use, like, optimal parts. They're just audio transformers and logic diodes. One N914s, I believe. Because I think that's the only diode that I own. That's not true. I know I have at least one 1N60. A nice germanium that would be great for a ring modulator. But hey, sometimes it's not about coolness. Sometimes it's about cheese. What happens if I do this? That doesn't affect anything. What happens if I do this? Oh, there we go. Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yes. I love it. What knob was that? Having fun now. What the hell? Yeah, well, I don't know what that is or what I'm ever going to use it for or why that needs to exist, but I kind of like it. It sounds like fun noise, because that's what it is. Let's unplug things. Plug them into other things. Oh, that's not as fun as the other one. No, that's not as fun either. But I think I can adjust that. Or no. Is it because... What if I do this? Okay. Didn't see that coming, but whatever. That's a pretty fun buzzy drone through the old ring modulator. And what else can we do with it? What if we plug this into this? That's pretty good. What if we do this? It sounds like a swarm of angry murder hornets. Oh my god, oh no! Everybody went away, escaped very quickly. Oh my goodness, see, that's the whole problem. I gotta keep this technology secret from people like the Eurorack enthusiasts, otherwise they will release swarms of murder hornets. And I will keep you up to date on all news right here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day during swarms of murder hornets, despite the plans of Eurorack enthusiasts. I'm out.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.